We have placed unrelenting guards against anything that challenges our right to drink the gateway drug alcohol. But it is not a right protected by anything. The strongest guard is placed at the gateway to nothing. Maybe because the condition of emptiness is too shameful to be divulged. F. Scott Fitzgerald. People don't take drugs to feel good. They take drugs to feel less bad. And the first one we take is legal and accessible. I have found four benefits associated with drinking alcohol. It's a social lubricant. You want to feel better and less inhibited with your friends. It is a stress reliever. But there are other, less dangerous stress relievers. It is a pain reliever, a self-medicated pain reliever, and it is a sleep enhancer on the short term, but not on the long term. There are 25 risks associated with drinking alcohol. Alcohol is the gateway drug to all the other drugs and many addictive behaviors. People are proven to have relaxed inhibitions while under the influence of alcohol. With poor judgment in the moment, they may choose harder drugs, and in that way, alcohol has been proven to be the gateway. All sorts of stupid decisions are made under the influence of alcohol, like driving while impaired, trying harder drugs, having drunken arguments and physical fights, verbal or emotional abuse, neglect, bullying, riding in a car with an impaired driver, unprotected, unwanted, and unplanned sex, suicide, domestic violence, and sexual assault. Alcohol increases the risk of dying, especially when used with opioids. Alcohol poisoning can cause death by itself. Alcohol often precipitates violence, which has its own set of risk. Alcohol causes 8 different cancers. They are cancer of the mouth, pharynx, larynx, esophagus, stomach, liver, colon, and breast. Alcohol causes heart disease. Now, you've been told about the benefits of drinking one glass of red wine per night, and that comes from the benefits of resveratrol. But it is also in the skins of grapes. And you don't have to drink fermented grapes to get the benefit. You could also take a supplemental pill and get this positive effect from resveratrol. Alcohol causes cirrhosis and liver failure. It causes increased stroke risk starting at the first drink. Alcohol is the third leading cause of preventable illness and death in the United States. Alcohol is a toxin with no safe dose. Alcohol causes osteoporosis. It kills brain cells. It causes early onset dementia. Alcohol decreases REM sleep. Alcohol causes fetal alcohol syndrome. It causes many fatal accidents, especially automobile accidents. It causes suicide. It increases your chance of diabetes. alcohol depresses the immune system and increases the risk of immune system disorders. Alcohol increases the chance of kidney failure. It increases the risk of community-acquired pneumonia. Alcohol increases cosmetic and dermatological illnesses. Alcohol increases the chance of DUI with all the associated financial and criminal issues. Alcohol causes optic neuropathy. It increases the chance of erectile dysfunction, and this dysfunction does not usually reverse when one stops drinking. Alcohol shaves off between 1 and 30 years of your lifespan, depending on the amount you drink. Alcohol causes hypertension and increased cholesterol. It metabolizes to a very hazardous toxin called acetaldehyde. It robs the body of vitamins. It causes prediabetes. It causes obesity. If you die from one of the aforementioned complications of consuming alcohol, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy that you were never warned before you made the choice to have your first drink. Drinking alcohol is like stepping out onto the highway. The truck just hasn't hit you yet. If you die from one of the aforementioned complications of consuming alcohol, we want you to be warned ahead of time before you take your first drink. Drinking alcohol is a tragedy. For a limited time, I have a free copy of Look What Drug the Cat In for you. Go to www.revwinhendersonmd.com. Your blog comments are always welcome.